chapter 35, verse 2 and 3.
Work is done for 6 days, but on the seventh day it shall be set apart to you, and Shabbat of rest to Yahweh. Anyone doing work on it is put to death. Do not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the Shabbat day.
6 y a mí se trabajará, mas el yom séptimo será apartado yom de reposo para Yahweh. Cualquiera que en él hiciere trabajo alguno, morirá. No encenderéis fuego en ninguna de, vuestras moradas en el yom de reposo.
Okay, so once again, the scripture shows us about the fire. When you cook, what do you use?
Fire.
So that's one of the motive we cannot cook, because we cannot use fire on Shabbat.
Microwave considered a fire?
You know, some people, they use microwave. I personally don't use, you know, some rabbis will tell you that microwave is okay, because they don't consider it as a fire. Just like, you know, we turn the lights on, that's the same with the microwave. But I personally don't use, and because for me, I don't need to use. One day without using microwave, or, you know, I don't think that's going to kill me. So, as I said, if you're going to talk to some rabbis, you say to reheat your food, that will be okay. And I think it goes more to the, how can I say, to interpretation, but also to the, for example, I like my food to be hot. So, hey, microwave, I don't see a problem with that. For example, for me, that's a matter. So maybe I'll say, I don't use microwave, but I don't want to be, you know, thinking about myself. I also want to think about others. Maybe you cannot eat food that is not heated. So that's why I say microwave, I don't see a problem right there. But I personally, I don't use it.
Yo personalmente no uso el microondas durante Shabbat, pero hay gente que tal vez, por ejemplo, niños o ancianos, que tal vez por razón especial tienen que usarlo, pero yo no prefiero no usar eso.
And maybe you ask about the candle, so we have fire there. Well, the fire is for Yahweh, it's not a fire that we are going to use to, you know, to cook or to do anything about it. Just like in the temple there were the altar, and the altar had what?
Fire
on it, okay? So that's not the fire that Yahweh is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Can I take that more? Like?
Yes, Roger.
This week I was studying just a little bit, and I didn't really know if you said you were going to talk about Shabbat or not. But I read, and I believe it's in Isaiah, where it talks about we honor the Shabbat because of Yahweh, and we don't do things for our own pleasure. And, I mean, it specifically states...
Isaiah 58.
It's in Isaiah 58.
Verse 13.
Is it 13? Okay. It says, if you do not turn back your foot from the Sabbath... Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. If you do turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my set-apart day, and shall call the Sabbath a delight, the set-apart day of Yahweh esteemed, and shall esteem it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh, and it shall cause you to ride on the heights of the earth, and feed you with the inheritance of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. So I think, like, anything we want to do, whether it's to have a cup of coffee or whatever, if we honor him and we don't do that for our own pleasure, then he is going to honor us and cause us to rise above. Because I had a question my own self about certain things, and you know, because if we're able to switch on a light or whatever, and I mean, I've been coming here for 4 years, and if I ever heard that scripture, I don't recall, and that was the scripture I was going to show you. It's our own, it has to do with our desires and our pleasures. And I think that really explains a lot, because, you know, you want that cup of coffee in that microphone?
I mean, yeah. That's what I grounded, because there's like thermos. I mean, if you got to have coffee that bad, make, pour some of the thermos for Shabbat. There's technology here. Thermos, a cooler or something, you know. And iron your garments, you know, the day in advance.
Go ahead, Johanna, read that passage in Spanish as well.
58:13-14. Delicia, apartado, estimado de Yahweh, y lo venerarás, no andando en tus propios caminos, ni buscando tu voluntad, ni hablando tus propias palabras, entonces te deleitarás en Yahweh, y yo te haré subir sobre las alturas de la Ered, y te daré a comer la heredad de Yahweh, tu Abba, o progenitor, porque lo, la boca de Yahweh lo ha hablado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
So it sounds like it's a willing sacrifice of praise and love to Yahweh for on that day.
Just
a willing sacrifice.
Yeah, what you do, you deny yourself. You know, to do the will of Yahweh. Okay. And that's what, you know, Yeshua told us. Let the will, your will be done and not our will. So,
Es un yom donde le damos las ofrendas a Yahweh al hacer la voluntad de él y nuestra propia voluntad.
So as we come on Shabbat, that's what we need to do. We are not here to do our will. We are here to do the will of Yahweh.
Así que cuando venimos a Shabbat, eso es algo que tenemos que hacer. Tenemos que hacer la voluntad de Yahweh, no nuestra propia voluntad.
As I said, many of you, you know, very hot, maybe you could be in a swimming pool.
Así que por muchos de nosotros, tal vez sea duro, porque podemos andar en cualquier...
Look all these children here, they could be on Splash Town.
En una piscina, o los niños aquí pueden andar en Splash Town.
You know, but they are here.
Pero, están aquí.
I don't know if they are here because of the parents, or because they are here because they want to deny themselves, but, you know, they are here.
Tal vez no están aquí, solo están aquí por los joín o los papás, pero están aquí.
They are denying themselves so they can do the will of Yahweh.
Ellos están negando a ellos mismos para hacer la voluntad de Yahweh.
And the other thing that we need to be very careful is that even when we are here on Shabbat, our words should be what?
Yahweh.
Not our own words.
Así so, que otra cosa que tenemos que tener cuidado con, al estar aquí en Shabbat es que nuestras palabras no deben ser nuestras propias palabras.
So Shabbat is the day for us to spend focus on the things of Yahweh.
Así que Shabbat es un yom donde tenemos que estar completamente enfocados en las cosas de Yahweh.
To talk about the things of Yahweh.
Hablar sobre las cosas de Yahweh.
You know, to sing the songs that praise Yahweh.
Entonar las shirim.
So everything that will be involved, it will be around the things of Yahweh.
así que todo va a rodear sobre las cosas de Yahweh.
Okay, so you won't be doing your things. You'll be doing the things of Yahweh.
Así que no estaremos haciendo nuestras propias cosas, sino las cosas de Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 2.
Vamos a Mash Nifin, Hechos, capítulo 17, verso 22.
Acts 17, verse 2.
Mashlichim, Hechos 17, verso 2.
And according to his practice, Shaul went into them, and for three Shabbats was reading with them from the scriptures.
Y Shaul, como acostumbraba, fue a ellos, y por tres yamim de reposo, o Shabbat, discutió con ellos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So once again, Shaul, he was keeping Shabbat. Let's go now to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9.
Vamos a Ibrim, Hebreos, Jere 4, Pasuk 9.
So there remains a Shabbat keeping for the people of Elohim.
Por tanto, queda un reposo, o un Shabbat para el pueblo de Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So still, Shabbat is there for the people of Yahweh, for us. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Y que ese reposo es un Shabbat para el pueblo de Yahweh, nosotros.
Amen. And I want to give you now some guidelines.
Oh, así que en este momento les voy a dar unas guías.
We went through the scripture. We saw what we need to see about Shabbat.
Vimos en la escritura las cosas que necesitamos.
So I'm just going to recap now what we have studied, okay?
Que voy a refrescarles lo que habíamos aprendido.
And if you have any questions, you can please just ask them.
Así que si tienen alguna pregunta, lo van a poder hacer en aquí.
So we see there's no baking or cooking on Shabbat, okay?
Así que hemos visto que no hay que cocinar ni hacer cosas así en Shabbat.
So all meals must be pre-made, cold or kept warm, not heated afresh.
Así que todas las comidas tienen que ser hechas con tiempo, no pueden ser cocinadas o así.
So no shopping on Shabbat.
Y no hay que ir de compras en Shabbat.
Ladies, no shopping.
Señoras, no hay que ir de compras.
Of any kind of provisions,
De ninguna forma.
Including putting gas in your car.
Incluyendo poniendo gasolina al carro.
It must be totally different and set apart than all other days.
Tiene que ser algo completamente diferente y apartado de todas las otras yamim.
It should break not continue normal routines.
No debe romper.
It should break not continue normal routines.
Oh, debe de romper y no continuar las rutinas normales.
Okay, so Shabbat is a day that we have to do what we don't used to do on any other day. Okay? So it's a different day.
Así que Shabbat es algo completamente diferente, que tenemos que hacer cosas diferentes de lo que normalmente hacemos.
Once again, you cannot give excuse to that.
Y otra vez más, no hay que tener excusas para eso.
Like my sister, she likes to say, oh, I don't watch television the whole week, so I watch on Shabbat because it's something that I don't do usually.
Como mi ajo dice, yo no veo la televisión durante la semana, así que durante Shabbat yo lo voy a hacer porque es algo completamente diferente.
But if you watch television, what are you doing?
Pero con pleasure. La televisión, ¿qué estamos haciendo? Es algo...
You only watch television for your own pleasure. There is no need for you to watch television. That's a pleasure. So that's something that you should not do. All hired hands or service in and around your home and business must not be allowed. Okay, example, hired help such as grass cutters and telephone repair people.
For example, gente que uno contrata como yarderos o los que arreglan los teléfonos.
So make sure that those that cut your grass don't go there to cut on the Shabbat. You know, sometimes you call them, oh, can you come and fix my phone? Oh, on Saturday we have time. Sorry, Saturday, we don't need your service on Saturday.
A veces está hablando uno con ellos para que le vengan a arreglar el teléfono y dicen, oh, el sábado es cuando tenemos... Podemos ir a arreglar, entonces, no, perdóneme, pero en ese
yom
no se puede.
Okay. So on Shabbat, Yahweh, he rested.
Así que en Shabbat, Yahweh descansó.
What kind of rest?
¿Qué tipo de descanso?
A total rest.
Un descanso total.
So, must we need to rest.
Así que nosotros tenemos que hacer lo mismo.
Total surrender to rest, other than... congregational related tasks.
Todo tipo de descanso, aparte de descansos con la congregación.
Okay, when you come to the congregation, you know, we are here, and, but that's different.
Cuando uno viene a la congregación, están aquí, pero eso es algo diferente.
Because we are commanded to be here.
Porque estamos mandados a estar aquí.
Just like the priests, they will work on Shabbat for the things of Yahweh.
Así como los Kohanim o los ministros trabajan por Yahweh durante Shabbat.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let me see what else here we have. Okay, no fires can be started.
No puedes hacer fuego.
And if you live in Israel, you also need to keep the commandment of the land, to let the land to rest every 7 years.
Y si viven en Israel, eres Israel, tenemos que tener, guardar el mandamiento de dejar que repose la misma heredad.
And also, no personal work numbers. No personal work numbers. For example, you are here on Shabbat, but you have your cell phone on.
Oh.
Your work number.
Otra cosa es que no hay que tener teléfonos o números de trabajo.
Or you are calling somebody concerning your work.
O me llaman a alguien de algo que se trata de negocios durante Shabbat.
Let us say you have a business.
Vamos a decir que tienen un negocio.
Somebody is working for you in these days, not supposed to. Hey, how is it everything? That's a no-no.
tiene su propio negocio y alguien está trabajando por usted en Shabbat, le llaman y le dicen, ¿cómo está todo? Eso es algo que no se vale.
That would kind of like be at some positions on call, like in case they needed you know, you would have.
Yes, that's different than just, for example, you are a doctor. With doctor, we know that it's okay for you to work because
healing.
Very good. Healing is the issue right there. So, of course, you need to have your page on, and you just hope that nobody paid you, but it can happen. But your mind won't be concerned on that. You understand what I mean? When you have your phone on, what does it mean? You're concerned about your work. That's why it's on. Mm-hmm. If you're not concerned, it will be off. Mm-hmm. And Shabbat's the day for you to be completely off. Shut down. Don't think about the pan, the pot that you put on the stove that's cooking your food. Forget about it. It's a day for you to be completely disconnected to the world. So that's why I say no work phone, you know. Let us say I'm off tomorrow,
vamos a suponer que no trabajo mañana,
but I want to work tomorrow.
Pero quiero trabajar mañana.
And then I take the chance, you know, is it okay for me to go and work tomorrow? That's wrong. Why? Because I'm used. My mind is not on Shabbat anymore. My mind right now is on work tomorrow.
Por qué? Porque mi mente ya no está enfocada en Shabbat. Mi mente está enfocada en trabajo.
Should I continue?
Yes.
Not scaring you?
No.
What about if somebody's on vacation and they happen to call your family member? You should have your phone off?
Well, I turned my phone off because my family didn't know I'm doing Shabbat, so...
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, that's a good question, you know.
That's not work.
That's not working, but it can be, you know, an interference.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, for example, my father is about to come from, you know, his trip. He's coming here. So probably he'll call me because he doesn't have the key of my house. I will leave it on because I don't want him to, you know, to be lost or to do anything. So it's kind of emergency, or you know, I don't know how you put that.
Self discretion, maybe.
But what we need to do is to avoid any interruption in our relationship with Yahweh. And if you allow the two, your family will be calling you, you know. And if they call me, I'm sorry, but I'm Shabbat. Can you call me when Shabbat finished? You know. If, of course, they don't want to talk anything about Yahweh, they want to talk something else. If they call me something about Yahweh, hey, that's fine. Let us talk about Yahweh. Today is a day for us to talk about Yahweh.
Like a baby being born or something.
Yeah.
Like in my house, every time the phone rings on Saturday, I get scared because I'm like, oh man, something must happen. Because my parents, you know, like, it could be my parents, but it could be. I mean, I always get scared because nobody calls me on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it gives me that, oh, it must be an emergency or it must be something that's going on. And I always like get the phone like, no, it's me, bless me. But they, but like, because they know they don't call me on Saturday.
And it's also a day for us to visit prophets or men of Yahweh.
Y de misma forma es un yom donde tenemos que visitar a profetas, nevi'im o personas de Yahweh.
We can see it on 2 Kings chapter 4, 23.
Podemos verlo en 2 de Reyes.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 23.
Capítulo 4, verso 23.
Mm.
Él dijo, ¿para qué vas a verlo hoy? No es Rosh Chodesh, mes renovado, ni Yom de reposo. Y ella respondió, Shalom.
Second Kings chapter 4, verse 23.
Mm-hmm. And he said, why did you go see him today? Isn't it Rosh Chodesh, or the renewed month, or the Yom of Rest, Shabbat? And she responded, Shalom.
Okay, so Shabbat was a day that normally the people would go and visit the prophets or the men of Yahweh.
Así que Shabbat era ese yom donde el pueblo normalmente iba a visitar a los Nevi'im, profetas, o a los hombres de Yahweh.
So it's a day to remove and repent from evil done over the last week.
Así que es un yom para apartarse o arrepentirse de maldades hechas durante la Shabbat pasada, la semana pasada.
Why last week? Because you're supposed to be here every week, so that's why last week. But if you're not here every week, it will be last 2 weeks, or last 3 weeks. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, why last week? Because you come every week, so that's why.
¿Por qué dije la semana pasada? Es que eso está basado en si uno viene toda la semana.
Okay, Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Shabbat will give us, so we can have that opportunity to cleanse ourselves.
Así que Yahweh nos dio el Shabbat para tener chance de limpiarnos nosotros mismos.
So it's a day to reestablish covenant and pray.
Así que es un yom para restablecer el convenio y orar.
It's a day to leave your pleasures.
Es un yom de dejar nuestras propias anhelos.
And hobbies.
Y pasatiempos. Sí.
Okay. It's a day to speak and meditate on His words, not yours.
Es un yom de hablar y meditar sobre sus palabras, no las mías.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And as we read in Isaiah, if we do these things,
y así como leímos en Yeshayahu, Isaías 58:13-14.
Yahweh will make His set apart day.
Yahweh hará su yom apartado.
A day for you to fly into the things of Israel.
Él lo hará como un yom de volar dentro de las cosas de Israel.
And also to promote you in your secular affairs.
Y para promoverlo a uno en sus cosas del mundo.
As seen by this term.
Visto en esta palabra.
Riding on the heights of the earth.
Andando sobre las alturas de la eres.
Yahweh will feed you and allow you to ride.
Yahweh te dará de comer y te permitirá andar.
Over the world.
Sobre el olam, o el mundo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. A day not to carry your own things.
Un yom donde uno no debe cargar sus propias cosas.
So no moving.
Así que no anda, no moviéndose de casa.
Or air flights.
O volar en aviones.
Or bus trips.
O en viajes de autobús.
Unless it's attend to a Torah assembly.
Solo si se trata de propósito de estar presente en una asamblea de Torah.
Okay, you are going to like this one here now. We do not have a secret desire to see Shabbat over.
Tenemos un anhelo secreto de no ver que se acabe Shabbat.
With quickly.
Muy pronto.
so we can go back to normal business as usual.
Para poder regresar a negocios como costumbre.
So no secret desires.
Así que no tener esa ansiedad desde que se acabe el Shabbat.
No looking at the watch.
No está viendo el reloj.
No, what time is it?
Looking at the sun.
Looking at the sun. Oh, I want to go back, so there is a big business that I need to do.
Oh, tengo que regresar porque hay un trabajo grande que tengo que hacer.
Oh, there is a homework that I need to do.
Tengo tareas de hacer.
No secret desire.
No debemos de tener anhelos secretos.
No business except the king's business.
No negocio excepto el negocio del rey.
No business.
No negocio.
Can you say that? No business.
No negocio.
There you go.
Ningún negocio.
Ningún negocio.
Shabbat is a man's day of rest.
Shabbat es el día de descanso del hombre.
He's a day. Yeah, No, when I mean man, human being, huh?
Digo hombre, me refiero a la humanidad.
A day to heal.
Un yom de sanar.
Doctor can work.
El profe o doctor puede trabajar.
The only thing that he has to work for free.
Solo que tiene que trabajar sin cobrar.
Yeah. If you are a doctor, you are allowed to work Shabbat, but no gain on that day.
Si es un doctor, uno puede trabajar en Shabbat, pero no puede tener.
All your service will be for free.
Todo el servicio que hace tiene que ser sin costo.
Okay, if you work in a type of job that is allowed to work on Shabbat, make sure that day is not a gain for you.
Si uno trabaja durante Shabbat, garantiza que ese job no sea un job de ganancia para usted.
You work for free.
Que trabajará sin libremente.
No funerals or wedding on Shabbat.
No funerales ni bodas durante Shabbat.
I have a question on just for historical purposes, I think in Israel. They have, I think, and you would may know more, their law says that they have to, the body has to be buried or whatever, I think within 24 hours of fasting. You know about that? Yes.
That's why, do you remember Yeshua? They had to take out Yeshua from the stake before Shabbat came. So, we can see it right there. They didn't leave Yeshua on the stake, they took him out because Shabbat was coming. And they didn't want to leave Yeshua on the day of Shabbat.
That's why it's important. Like, that's why it's like when they're interchanging Israeli soldiers that are dead for Hamas terrorists, let's say, they'll give like 100 soldiers or 100 Hamas terrorists for one dead soldier sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened recently with those two that they murdered.
Yeah.
Because it's important that they're buried.
In the Jewish custom, though, within 24 hours usually is burial. However, if that person dies on the next day of Shabbat,
they wait. And there's a reason for that. Like,
it's also embalming, they don't want to embalm, right?
I'm not sure.
That's
Joseph,
a custom.
Israel was embalmed.
I know we have to mourn for 7 days. It's called sitting Sheva. And it's in the scriptures too.
Yeah.
Okay. So no funeral or wedding on Shabbat.
Entonces no funerales ni andar de luto on Shabbat.
And it's a time to stand and read scripture.
Es un tiempo de leer la escritura.
What about circumcision?
¿Qué tal el Brit Milá o la circuncisión?
That's allowed.
It's the same day.
I was going to say that it's in honor of Yahweh. Yeah.
Because circumcision is a healing process.
Porque la circuncisión, el Brit Milá, es un proceso de sanación.
And healing is allowed on Shabbat.
Y sanar, sí, se puede permitir.
It's also a commandment.
It's also a commandment.
Y so, de igual forma, es un mandamiento mayor. You breaking a
and command. It's for Yahweh. As you know, everything we do for on Shabbat, circumcision is not for our pleasure, I'm telling you.
I'm just trying to think what he did. I mean, I'm not saying it's what he did was right, but I just think that he was Jewish. He's a Jewish. He does not have to be on Shabbat, but he can fall to 8 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of when he said about that. Seems like he wouldn't do it because it was Shabbat, but many of them aren't.
Yeah,
because
it's a commandment thing we are doing for Yahweh, so that's allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them. You break the commandment in order to do circumcision. If they're doing the right thing, then.
Yeah, I'm
thinking
about that.
I'm
just
trying
to
think about
it again.
There's different forms of Judaism, too.
But I'm always agreeing with that. All right. And walking for the sake of exercise
caminando
is forbidden.
Por el propósito de ejercicios es prohibido.
I like that.
But of course, if you're walking to come to the synagogue, that's permitted.
Por supuesto, si uno está caminando con el propósito de llegar a la sinagoga, eso sí se permite.
Wouldn't that be a form of sin? I mean, if you have to. He said, "What
did you say?" Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm saying walking as you want to exercise.
Yo me refiero a caminar.
You know, not because the doctor described that you had to walk, but just because you want to exercise. So I exercise every day, Monday, you know, Monday to Monday. So if Saturday I don't exercise, I'll get out of my routine. Yeah, so that's wrong.
Yo me refiero a caminar por ejercicio, no por caminar porque el doctor le dijo que es algo necesario.
Mm-hmm.
What about when your family is asking you for permission to go to do something after Haggadah all day long? You're saying, we talk about that later. We'll see later. That's taking you away from Shabbat.
It is. Mm-hmm. Because in fact, they are not even thinking about Shabbat. They think about after. Yeah, they should wait for it to finish so they can talk about it. So they can talk about it, you know, they have 6 days to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, what can we do on Sunday? They don't need to talk about on Shabbat.
Yeah, and all day, you keep saying, wait until Shabbat's over. We'll see, because I don't want to think about how long are you going to be gone, where are you going to go, what time are you going to leave. I don't want to think of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think about that later.
Yes, you're right. That's why, you know, you should bring your stick on you.
You were talking about your son, Leah, giving on about his graduation.
The vlog.
So are we just not allowable to go to someone's graduation? If we don't go to weddings or funerals, we can't go to graduation or anything?
No, it doesn't say wedding and funerals. We can't do it on the synagogue. I'm not saying we cannot go and participate. That's questionable as well, but I'm saying here, we don't do wedding on Shabbat.
Oh, I see.
We don't do funeral here on Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as I think about the circumcision, I think the reason I didn't do that on Shabbat was because both our rabbis from that synagogue was participating in our home for that.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Group, you know?
Yeah, probably that's why.
They could not have
the leave the synagogue and to do
that's
the... Unless, of course, the baby would be there in the synagogue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, for clarification, we don't, as a synagogue, we would not have a funeral or a wedding here.
On Shabbat.
Okay. But are we not to attend a wedding or a funeral on Shabbat, or is that up to that individual?
No, it's individual. It depends. For example, funeral is, you know, because you know that you get contact with a dead body, mm-hmm. you get unclean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you don't want to participate of in a day of Shabbat.
If you did, you wouldn't be able to come to synagogue.
Yeah, because it would be unclean.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for clarity.
And a wedding, for example, that's going on, of course, everything you do on Shabbat cannot be for your own pleasure. You're not participating in this wedding because you want the pleasure to be there and to be, you know, in that environment and all that. So you should avoid that, you know. But like a synagogue, we don't do weddings on Shabbat. Like Joseph and Tab, they want to get married, they have to pick other day rather than Shabbat, because on Shabbat we don't do wedding. On Shabbat we don't do funeral. So that's what I mean. But if you want to participate of a wedding or a funeral on Shabbat, that's up to you. It's very questionable. I would not. But you know, sometimes it's your daughter, it's, you know, something very important for them. You want to be there. Not because of your pleasure, but it's because you want to be part of that, you know, day that
support
them. And so it depends on the situation, you know, on what's going on that time.
Can I ask a question about the coming in contact with the dead?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was if you touch the dead. So just being in the room, for instance, with a dead body, does that mean that you're unclean? Because, and this is something I'm wondering about because I don't know.
Maybe you won't touch, but there are people around you that you're touching. And then they are going to shake your hands and this and that. So.
Sure.
I just
think.
Depends on what you touch. Okay, let's keep going so we can finish.
But you just said don't rush.
Don't rush, huh? There you go. So it's a day to hear the prophetic voice of Yeshua. It's a day to pray and sing. A day to reason things out from Scripture. A day to practice broadening love. A day to declare the future kingdom on earth. And main purpose of Shabbat is to rest. In the manifestation of Yahweh. In Yeshua's mission on earth. A day to measure your gain in Yeshua. A day to manifest the power of Yahweh. It's a day to live our sinful life. And become righteous. A day to renounce evil, lust, and recall Yeshua's soon coming kingdom. A weekly reminder of creation and recreation.
Un recordatorio semanal de la creación y
recreation.
De la recreación.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.